10TR,
Mulch. 0TR, KN4, VWA.
What's happening, Tom?
Listen, Jose Cuervo here. I'm going to turn this sound down. Good morning, Steve. I guess it is 11:08. Well, it's a fine day. We just went down and got our COVID-19 shot down there at the Kmart place here in Greenville. And went through there slicker than a jenny. I was surprised that parking lot was saturated with people. But boy, they got an organization set up there. And they canceled our appointment up here at Greer and got our shots and scheduled our next ones.
Just smoother than greased owl snot. You're something else.
Now at my breakfast.
No. So, did you get the Moderna or the Pfizer?
We got the Pfizer.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I think my wife got the Moderna, and she had a little side effect or two from it. It wasn't real bad, but it wasn't fun. So I may be checking in with you guys to see if you have any ill effects from it. And that was on her first shot. She's got to go back for the second here. I think it's around the 12th. Yeah, it's this coming Friday, the 12th, she goes back for her second shot.
Well, I asked that lady down there if they'd had any problems with the Pfizer, with anybody, and she said no. And, boy, they got a system set up there, though, Steve. My God, that Kmart store's huge inside. And they had more people, and Carter's got liver pills out there. And we went right in, went to the first table, and they canceled our existing appointment down here at Greer, rescheduled the other appointment, and then put us up in another seat. And everybody's distanced apart really good. And it's on the west side of Greenville, by the way, over towards the big Greenville Memorial Hospital. And it's just excellent. And the people were so nice. And they give us our shot and let us sit there 15 minutes. Then walked over and sit down to another chair. And another lady come by with a computer and rescheduled the list for, what, March the 2nd?
Yeah.
So we're very happy with that.
Well, that is good. Is that through Prisma?
Yes, it is. They said they had extra vaccines, so they're taking walk-ins presently.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to wait until I see what happens with my wife. I got to verify that she had the Moderna. Matter of fact, she's already done a preemptive strike and told everybody in her office that she would be off on Monday the 15th, just in case she does react to that stuff like she did on the first shot.
Oh boy, that's bad. I hate to hear that. What kind of reaction she have? You can have a low-grade fever, I know, from it, and chills.
She had the classic textbook published symptoms. She got her shot on Friday at noon, and by the time she got home about 3 o'clock on Friday, she was just completely worn out, just exhausted. And at 9 o'clock, she was, you know, going on to bed. Well, Saturday, we got up and drove down to Commerce, Georgia. She was feeling okay. And we went down there, did a little bit of shopping, did some things, and came back. While we were down there, she said at about 3 o'clock, "I'm going to sleep on the way home. You got it." And she slept all the way home. By the time we got home, she was spiking a fever up to about 100 to 101, and that lasted until about 9 or 9:30. She went to bed at about 9, and she did not get back up until 9:30 the next morning, and after that, she was okay. She body aches, she had the aching joints, and the sore arm.
It sucks. Sorry to hear that. It can happen, though. But it's not a live virus, so that's good. I don't know if any of them are a live virus. That Johnson & Johnson, I'm not sure about. This is Gerald TR Mobile, by the way. I'm going to stop in here and get a sink stopper up here at Lowe's in a little bit, Steve.
What?
Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, Tom and Steve. I had both of my shots recently. I had the Pfizer. Didn't have any trouble with the first one. On the second one, I woke up the next morning with a headache, which is not unusual for me because I have migraines anyway. But other than that, I had no problems. I have had some coworkers that didn't feel the greatest after the second one, but nobody ultimately sick from either one of them.
What percentage of efficacy is for the Pfizer over the Moderna? The Moderna, I understand, is like 90%. I wonder how effective the Pfizer is.
I think Pfizer's a little different, but you can look on the website and it'll list it out.
You doubled a little bit, Mary. Go ahead. I heard 95%. Take it, Mary.
I think the Pfizer has a little more efficacy than the Moderna, if I'm not mistaken, but both would be listed on the CDC website, I think. I think that's where I was reading the percentages, and mine was the Pfizer.
I may just hold out for the Pfizer shot then. By the way, I found out that the Johnson & Johnson shot, they're not reporting anything but sore arms with it. But the efficacy on it is only like 65 to 70% from what I understand. So forget that.
The same statistics on it, Steve. But it does prevent death and it prevents serious illness, they said. Well, we're getting ready to pull in here to Lowe's. And thanks, Mary, for coming in there. We appreciate that very much. And 73s to everybody. Gerald TR.
73s, Tom. And thank you for the information. Mary, thank you for the information. I don't believe I know you, but all that's going into the memory bank, into the data processing in this between these ears, and I may be choosing a Pfizer the way it looks. So 73s to everybody. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
74, everyone, N4MRY, Mary, and I'll be clear.
Now, Fred, your husband, is that correct? This is Tom.
Fred, K4RM is my husband.
There you go, Steve. I didn't want to step on my toes and be wrong there. But I was almost certain. I just hadn't heard you in a while, Mary. Will you say hi to your war department there, which I usually call Bernice my war department?
Hi, Mary.
And we're just thanking the good Lord we got that shot, I'll tell you for sure. And that's a good place to go. Even though the parking lot was saturated, they moved us through there like it was in the military. K4MRY, it's Gerald TR, 73.
Well, yeah, I'll be glad to pass it on to him, and I'm glad to hear the Prisma site is working as well as it is.
N4MRY, this is Gerald TR, 73s, Mary. Sorry about that.
No problem, 73s.